What do you think of that? Next up, Mr. Eric Parsons.
So, I'm kind of all over the place today. I've been trying to, I asked him to put me in late because I had no freaking clue what I was going to talk about, but I've got something. So, as a nerd growing up in middle school and high school, I ended up with a deep and unabiding distaste for rednecks, because in the central Florida, the rednecks by volume is far too high, and I found myself constantly in opposition with the redneck, but over time I had to discover a way to like come to peace with, you know, philosophically with the rest of my universe, and so I wasn't bearing and holding a grudge, and so I was determined to find some things in common with my fellow man, because at all times that's what you're supposed to do, and it's total BS, and don't listen to me, kids. If somebody's a jerk to you, just don't ignore and move on, because they will leave your life eventually, I swear, especially when you move to a really cool city like Chicago, where there are far fewer of those not nice people. But anyway, I did notice, I tried desperately to figure out that actually, in fact, nerds and rednecks do have a few things in common. I swear. For one, obsessiveness. Okay, nerds, we know we're obsessive. Rednecks, they can tell you that a 56 Corvette engine will give you 210 horsepower at 5,600 RPM. I swear to God, without even asking. Nerds, okay, Jeremy Bullock, yeah, he played Lieutenant Shekel and Boba Fett. Okay, two roles in Empire Strikes Back. You know, and then you think about rednecks, how many cars do they own? Now, how many of those cars work? Now, going to my house, how many computers do I own? How many of them work? It's about the same ratio, people. Now, of course, there is the issue of the games that are based on statistics, entirely on paper, where the outcome is based on random events, but most nerds I know don't play fantasy football. Some do. I said most. Most. But the thing at the end of the day, what it really came down to is I've always had a hard time getting into sports. And I played a lot of sports as a kid, but I loved playing because I was actively playing with other people. And whereas professional sports, I'm like, yay, we won. Yeah, because I sat on my ass and ate a bunch of food I shouldn't eat and ended up like this, you know? So, you know, like, and drinking beer and stuff, and there's a certain part of that, and I always wonder, like, why I felt sort of, like, aggravated by, like, all this sports stuff. And I was like, well, my idea of sports and games is entirely different, thanks to being part of this lovely, awesome nerd community, where games for us are about being with other people, you know? And what's funny is I feel that our games are a little more achievement-based, okay? Recently, I've started working with kids with autism. And part of what we're doing is I've put together a program with a friend of mine where we use role-playing games to teach social skills and to give these kids a chance to, like, work with other people and perspective taking. Like, I don't think you're gonna learn perspective taking from Tim Tebow. you know, nice enough as he is, it's hard to be like, yes, I'm just like that guy. No, most of us are not built like professional athletes, no matter how much we wish. However, in a role-playing game, you can be built like whatever you want to be built like. It doesn't even have to be human. And in this case, like, we have kids like putting together their own games, and we would have them create their own special weapons and stuff, including my favorite, the internet meme launcher, that they then rigged into their starship to fire narwhals at the enemy combatants. And then they rolled a 20 on the attack, wiping out the entire enemy flotilla as a group of five kids who all have different roles in their team, who all play different roles within their experience and are learning to, like, engage with other people directly. And so when somebody's like, hey, man, nerds, they're like into weird stuff. You wouldn't want to be like that. That's not normal. And it's like, fine, if that's not normal, then where do the people who aren't normal go for respite and you know, rejuvenation? Because if you have a hard time connecting with other people, how are you going to do that watching people on a TV do other stuff? I'm not saying it's not possible. I know lots of guys who, I World Cup time, I get a little nuts. But there is a great thing, but there's something amazing about kids getting together, playing a game together at the same table, interacting together, and telling their own stories. And if you want to talk about we won, being sent on your quest, getting the treasure, bringing it home, and defeating the great evil that was going to destroy the universe, I'd say that feels a little better than whatever the Blackhawks did a few weeks ago, in my mind. And with that, thank you guys.
Thanks, Eric. I just want to say, this is like 6 months too late, but guys, Dwight Hassler is a fantasy football champion. Let's give it up for him. He won our league last year. He won $120. First time player. Sorry,
I took me so long. You made your point.